Technology Exchange, helping everyday users. Should you upgrade to Windows 10? The short answer is probably. There are some additional complexities and certain points at which you can't turn back. In some cases, it's more of a matter of opinion. One of the first questions I ask is, what OS are you currently running? The reason I ask is multi-layered. First off, I get to know what is familiar and comfortable. I get an educated guess at what prior experience, the technical skill of the person who's asking, and what kind of hardware they're running, etc. If you're running XP, you need to upgrade immediately. Regardless of the user feel and experience, the security vulnerabilities that are probably open on your machine leave you extremely vulnerable. Microsoft no longer supports updates, and you probably haven't paid for that subscription to Symantec or McAfee for your antivirus and malware protection. If you're running Windows 7, well, here is where that first question needs to be expanded on. First, how old is the hardware that Windows 10 will be installed on? Was it new when Windows 7 first came out, or was it bought brand new with a downgrade option to avoid the 8 series of Windows? Not that it's terribly important. I'm currently running Windows 10 on a small Asus Reader-sized tablet, the Vivo Tab 8. That isn't exactly speedy or beefy. It handles it fairly well for a patient person. Keep in mind I'm not doing anything heavier than email on it. However, some of the experiences may not run as smooth without some personalization changes like live tiles and alpha blending. If you don't know what those are, it's not a big problem. If you'd like, contact us and we can walk you through turning these features off to make your experience a bit more pleasant. If your machine is older, I'd also want to know what kind of hard disk space was left on the target device, and if the files that need to be kept have been backed up. As far as the user experience goes, it may be a little jarring at first, but not nearly as jarring as the Windows 7 to 8 upgrade would have been. While the 8 series has some finer points that haven't appeared in any operating system to include Windows 10, the user interface is an acquired taste for most. There are some integrations in Windows 8 and up that Windows 7 users may not have experienced yet, like OneDrive, Photos, Calendar, Mail Apps, and the Windows Store altogether. However, the Start menu is going to feel familiar. And to me personally, Windows 10 has implemented Live Tiles the right way on the Start menu, the way it should have been from the beginning. If you're worried about compatibility, skip to the bottom. I wanted to summarize compatibility from the viewpoint of all OSs. Coming from Windows 8 or 8.1, I mean, do you love the OS you're on? If you're on a tablet or original Surface or the like, especially ones with limited storage, you may actually want to stay put for one reason and one reason only. OneDrive Smart Files, aka placeholders. This gets a little complex, so if you don't use OneDrive in Windows 8 or 8.1, you can skip this next part. Smart Files no longer exist in Microsoft's latest offering. So, if you have a device with limited space, you can no longer see your entire OneDrive from your Windows 10 machine or your OneDrive client. Only the OneDrive folders you've specifically chosen to download or sync to your local machine. I get it that cloud storage is confusing for the average user, but to me this is equally confusing. There will be no extra metadata stored on your local machine, so you can no longer reference files that are in the cloud unless you've synced them. If you'd like to know more, feel free to comment. This single change angers me quite a bit, and I'll be more than happy to discuss this in detail with you, but it seems to me yet another example of Microsoft not holding out long enough through the confusion when they have a great thing going. Are you an Apple user? Well, were you always an Apple user, or did you just buy into it when it became cool to be an Apple user? First things first on this one, your software will not carry over. It will not be compatible. I don't care what others say. Don't depend on your stuff being compatible or translatable to a newer OS without some effort on your part. That being said, Adobe will probably let you download their Windows version of their software at little to no charge. iTunes, of course, is available on Windows, but your apps that you have on your OS X or iPhone or iPad will not work. Are you really using OS X for anything else? If you've been an Apple user since you've had a computer, well, the mouse experience is different. The hardware ecosystem is much more diverse, and I suggest that you know what you want your machine to do prior to buying it. My recommendation would be to save yourself some money and bootcamp Windows 10. But unless you have one of the previous Windows already bootcamped, Windows 10 won't be free. You'll have to buy a fresh copy. It's about $100 or so. Compatibility? Unless you're coming from Apple, I really wouldn't worry about it. I haven't heard many cases of software that just simply wouldn't work. Hardware might be a little more tricky. I do have an HP Pavilion that I custom ordered and have since put newer parts in, and it hangs a bit on startup. But I haven't heard any complaints from people who have installed on OEM hardware. Granted, if you're trying to load some obscure program from the Winamp era, I can't make any promises. Privacy concerns? To be honest, most of the things people are concerned about have been around since Windows 7. People just didn't take the time to notice when clicking next until the software was loading. Everything can be turned off. It's as simple as taking the time to read through what you're approving when installing. You can even go back and modify everything if you're concerned about it after the fact. The one thing I would caution against is Wi-Fi Sense. By default, Windows 10 will connect to known public Wi-Fi networks. I recommend turning that off. The prompt does give you a fair bit of warning, but if you simply ignore it, just like you might be doing now as I'm telling you, it can always be turned off. Did you already upgrade and not like it? Microsoft is giving you a month or 30 days to decide. If you don't like Windows 10, you can downgrade back to whatever it was you were running before. After a month, unless you've still got the original installation media on disk somewhere, you'll be stuck with Windows 10. I'll admit it, after the first week or so, I went back to Windows 8.1 on my device for the OneDrive advantage I mentioned before, but since then I've gone back to Windows 10 and I've actually loaded it on all of my machines. This way I have a common experience no matter what device I pick up or sit down at. If you have any specific questions, leave a note in the comments section and we'll get back to you. Hey, thanks for the listen. Philip Smith for Technology Exchange.